Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina.
And I'm Mike Schneider, and welcome back to Talking Tech. Amazon keeps finding new ways to make physically checking out from a store easier. Its latest project, Pay by Palm.
Yeah, that's right. Amazon has this service called Amazon One. It's a contactless payment service where you basically hover your palm over an in-store device and it scans your payment. The company announced on Wednesday that it plans to bring this technology to a Whole Foods store in Seattle, and it will add the feature to 7 more Whole Foods stores in the coming months. To sign up, you'll go to a participating store and you'll insert your credit card in the device. Then what you'll do is hold your palm over the one device to link your palm signature, basically, to your credit card. You can either do this with one hand or you can do it with both, Amazon says. Customers can also link their Amazon One information to their main Amazon.com account so that they can get Prime discounts at Whole Foods as well. The technology is currently being used in Seattle area stores such as Amazon Go, Amazon Go Grocery, Amazon Books, and a few others. Now, this isn't the only way to shop at an Amazon Go or Go Grocery store. Both of those feature just walkout shopping. So what you do is you download the Amazon app. It will automatically detect when you take something from the shelf or put it back. And then when you walk out of the store, Amazon just sends you a receipt for what items you have in your cart.
This is getting crazy, man. You know, I'm beginning to think now. So like I shop at Whole Foods and I have an Amazon credit card. So I'm like, okay, do I get my card out? Do I do my palm? You know, if I'm at a store, do I just walk out? I could just see this is getting too confusing for me, but it all sounds cool. You know, I know if you're checking out yourself and your hands are full and you're, you know, measuring apples and bagging milk and stuff, it might be very convenient not to have to pull out a credit card or your wallet because you never know what you might leave, you know, at the checkout line. So, you know, technology just keeps coming at us.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like a sci-fi movie. You know, you put your hand over the scanner and it lets you through the door. Like, it kind of feels like that. It's weird. The only thing I worry about with this stuff is the privacy implications involved, you know, because you're seeing, you know, Face ID on your phones, and then you have this palm tech. Then you also have stuff like with eye, you know, retina scanning and things like that. Like, it's a lot of biometric data that's really personal. And I think the concern for a lot of people, including myself, is just how secure is all this stuff going to be?
Yeah, privacy is going to be the issue for the overriding issue for the years to come as digitization and, you know, the combination of video tech and these logistics type things. It's just going to be something to think about constantly. So, and we'll be covering it here at tech.usatoday.com. Sorry. Listeners, what do you think about this? You know, is this something you're looking forward to? What makes shopping easier for you? Are you happy with the way things are? You know, any other questions or show ideas, you can find me on Twitter at Mike Schneider.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.